AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he's sending his border czar, Tom Homan, to Minnesota in the aftermath of this weekend's shooting of 37-year-old Alex Preddy by federal officers in Minneapolis. In a social media post, Trump said Homan will report directly to him, adding that Homan is, quote, tough but fair. Israel's military says the remains of the final hostage in Gaza have been recovered. The return of all remaining hostages, living or dead, has been a key part of the Gaza ceasefire's first phase. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said yesterday that Israel would open the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt once the search for this final hostage was finished. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the latest peace talks between Russia and Ukraine held in Abu Dhabi.
A senior Kremlin official has said negotiations aimed at ending Russia's invasion of Ukraine are yielding signs of progress, but that major challenges remain on the path to a final settlement. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told journalists talks between envoys from Ukraine, Russia, and the United States in recent days in Abu Dhabi were constructive and that another round is planned for next week. Officials revealed few details of the talks, which were part of a year-long effort by the Trump administration to steer the sides toward a peace deal. While Ukrainian and Russian officials have agreed in principle with Washington's calls for a compromise, Moscow and Kyiv differ deeply over what an agreement should look like. Russian President Vladimir Putin apparently hasn't budged from his public demands. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the Abu Dhabi talks as constructive. He added Sunday that a document setting out U.S. security guarantees for Ukraine in a post-war scenario is 100% ready, but still needs to be formally signed. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
U.S. markets were on track to open with modest losses. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. A ferry with more than 350 people on board sank earlier today near an island in the southern Philippines. Officials say at least 18 people were killed. Rescuers saved hundreds more while a fleet of Coast Guard and naval ships search for those still missing. The European Union opened a formal investigation into Elon Musk's social media platform X after his artificial intelligence chatbot Grok spewed non-consensual sexualized deep fake images on the platform. Egypt's parliament is looking into ways to regulate children's use of social media platforms. This follows some Western countries that are considering banning young teenagers from social media. In sports, the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks are headed to Super Bowl 60. The Patriots will seek their NFL record 7th Super Bowl victory when they face the Seahawks on February 8th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.